because that's where he would get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then people give you such a stupid thing. They say, well, the reason the dining room and the kitchen are downstairs is because he wanted the bedrooms upstairs because of the floods. And I just could die. I almost ask them how they could even think such things. I have been in several homes in Europe built like this,
mm-hmm.
in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them is used, is full of hay to put apples and pears and that kind of stuff in. Well, this is the dining room, that's the pantry, the kitchen across the hall, and the room that's my bedroom now was a wood room.
Mm.
And people say, wood in the house? And I think, ew, all you have to do is to go to Europe and see what can be in a house, you know,
yeah.
Especially in the country. The stable is right next door to the house. They can't walk out in all kind of weather to feed one or two cattle.
Yeah.
They keep them in there.
Yeah.
What are you barking about? I have to look to see.
Might okay.
Be somebody to go. Well, it's the postman. I have to get it.
Go ahead.
Hush your mouth. She can mug it up. She'll get over in that room.
She's okay.
Here, Patsy, come up here. Patsy, Patsy.
No, no, she's gone. No.
Let her go. That's fine. All right, I'm with you.
Okay.
Even on to the ends of the earth.
Let me see. Do you mind my asking, it's not a gentlemanly question, but ask a lady her age, but...
Oh, no, I'm 73.
73,
yes.
Okay. And
I'm the oldest of the children, so when anything happens to me,
yeah.
They come in, even to the grandchildren, which is very annoying. I have not a tender spot for grandchildren, get that.
Have you ever worked in your life, or have you...
Oh, yes, I've always worked.
Uh-huh.
I'm a graduate nurse.
I see.
And then I went into public health in the, what was it called? The city health department for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, something turns up and you need what you haven't got, a better
mm-hmm.
education.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up east to the better colleges, and after a simple summer course, the bulletin board at that time is full of warnings. For public
mm-hmm.
health nurses, and especially southerners. I don't know. They're better trained up there, but still. And so I have worked in Vermont, New York. I was with the U.S. Public Health Service in Washington.
Mm.
I did many of the clinics up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was with the Veterans Administration here in
mm-hmm.
the psychiatric units.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. That was very fine.
Uh-huh.
Because you had a lot to learn.
Well, let me see, what schools did you, where did you do your nursing training?
Oh, here, at the University Hospital.
At University Hospital?
Yeah, the old University Hospital.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, the first University Hospital, or the early one, whatever you say, was behind, you know where the garden center is?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know what was in the backyard? The hospital.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
and I think it was 1911 or 12 when the new hospital opened.
Uh-huh.
The first university hospital with three wings.
Uh-huh.
Lamar for the blacks, Barrett for the whites, and the Middleford administration.
Uh-huh.
Yes.